1. Hunting humans. Orcs were natural-born predators. Although their intelligence level was below that of humans, they were far superior at tracking and hunting weaker prey. And now that the door, the barrier that used to exist between this world and the dungeon, was gone, the predators spilled out.
Grrr. Grrr.
The orcs used their feet to push aside the dead bodies of the boys who were obstructing their path and surveyed their surroundings. The orcs had been holding their breath for an entire week as they sat in the darkness of the dungeon. No wonder they were so worked up by the smell of flesh and blood all around them. However, this group was just the reconnaissance team. As much as their blood boiled, they had tread carefully as, behind the circular portal, dozens of their kind awaited their report. Straight walls lined with many doors and windows. The leader of the reconnaissance team noted immediately how the building they were standing in had a complicated layout similar to a castle.
Grrr.
The beast's nostrils flared. He had two choices. One was to immediately leave this hall to slaughter whatever prey they could get their hands on. The other was to kill all the humans within this castle, make it their fortress, then go forth and hunt. It was clear which was the safer choice. The leader barked at one of his subordinates.
Bring forth our brothers.
He then looked up at the ceiling. The beast's ears twitched as he listened for sounds from above. One floor up, then one more, and even beyond that, the building was filled with prey. His head throbbed from the voice echoing in his head, incessantly urging him to slaughter.
All right.
He parted his lips and bared his fangs.
We'll start by clearing out the inside of this building.
A crowd had gathered at Kwangali Beach. Despite the gloomy clouds overhead, people's attentions were solely focused on one thing, the large gate that had appeared on the beach. The local police force and the Busan branch of the Hunters Association had cooperated to set up a barricade prohibiting civilians from entering the area. But the number of onlookers continued to grow anyway.
Boss!
The new employee whimpered to his supervisor, having almost been trampled by the throng.
Are we supposed to deal with this every time a gate appears?
But the supervisor was similarly taken aback by the situation. They had never seen it this busy around a gate.
We're just going to have to deal with it. It's because this is one of the biggest gates to ever appear in Busan.
They then peeked over their shoulders at the immense hole suspended in midair. It felt like they might be sucked in if they stared at it, so they were doing their best to ignore it. Of course,
a gate can't hurt anyone unless a dungeon break happens, though.
Even so, they detested these things, kind of like how some people had an irrational fear of the ocean or outer space. That's why, whenever they were out in the field, the sole preoccupation of the pencil pushers was a fervent wish that the hunters would deal with the ominous holes. In that vein, there was one aspect of this specific raid that put them at ease. The same thought seemed to cross the rookie's mind.
Oh, boss, did you hear?
Hear what?
I heard an S-rank hunter from Seoul is on his way.
Who hadn't heard about that? The supervisor estimated that about half the crowd was here to see the gate and the other half was rubbernecking to see the S-rank hunter.
Hunter Chinu Song?
Yes, him!
Do you know him or something? Why are you so excited?
No!
The rookie blushed and frantically waved his hands.
To tell you the truth, it's going to be my first time seeing an S-rank hunter, so...
The supervisor sighed, exasperated.
Hunter Song is a newbie just like you. So why are you so different from him?
Boss!
If you got the energy to chit-chat, why don't you make yourself useful and help out by putting in some overtime?
I'm taking a break because my leg hurts from being on my feet all day.
The supervisor clicked his tongue as the rookie's reproachful glances made it clear he felt wronged. Though his superior didn't think this new guy was particularly reliable, the rookie's enthusiasm was somewhat understandable.
I'll admit, I'm a little curious about Hunter Song, too. Everyone's talking about him.
You too, huh, boss?
I mean, he single-handedly defeated the boss of an S-rank gate.
Technically, the Queen Ant was the magic beast boss of the dungeon on Jeju Island. However, the battle with the monstrous mutated ant had left...